Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fred Bottomer, the look at the week in health. The World Health Organization is worried about the new coronavirus variant first found in Britain.
The WHO says the new variant could change the rules of the game when it comes to prevention. The so-called English variant spreads far more rapidly than earlier ones. It's blamed in part for a sudden spike that saw neighbouring Ireland hit the highest rate of infections in the world. In France, health officials say it now accounts for between 1 and 1.5% of all new infections here. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
The Trump administration has shifted gears to allow the speedy delivery of more COVID vaccine doses.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that means the government will no longer hold back second doses of the vaccines.
Because we now have a consistent pace of production, we can now ship all of the doses that had been held in physical reserve.
And he said states should immediately start vaccinating groups that were lower down on the priority scale, including those over 65.
We're telling states today that they should open vaccinations to all of their most vulnerable people. That is the most effective way to save lives now.
Only about 35% of available vaccines have been administered so far.
Possibly good news from Moderna.
365 days. That's how long Moderna says coronavirus immunity from its vaccine should last. The company says it expects to deliver between 600 million to a billion doses of its vaccine this year. And the drug maker also said it is confident that its messenger RNA technology is well suited to deploy a vaccine based on the new mutation of COVID-19.
Promising results regarding Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine found Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine generates a durable immune response with minimal side effects. Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines currently being given, only one dose is needed to provide enough protection from COVID-19. J&J is expected to apply for emergency use authorization from the FDA within the next few weeks.
A major new study finds most people who have had COVID are left immune, but not indefinitely.
The researchers took nose and throat samples from 6,000 British health workers. Of those who developed COVID, 80% were left with the same immunity granted by a vaccine, but
it's absolutely not a green light.
Lead author Susan Hopkins notes that's because the immunity only seemed to last about 5 months. And because 20% of sufferers are not left immune, it means anyone who's had the disease has to act on the assumption they may still be infectious. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There's comforting news on the future of coronavirus.
Once immunity is widespread among adults, coronavirus probably won't be more of a threat than the common cold. That's the prediction of scientists who have been studying the worldwide pandemic. They believe COVID-19 will eventually become endemic, a pathogen that circulates at low levels and only rarely causes serious illness.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.